Day 151. Jehu destroys Ahab's family. 2 Kings 9:24 through 31. Treason! Ahaziah! Joram wheeled his chariot and ran. Jehu drew his bow with all his strength. The arrow pierced Joram's heart. King Ahaziah drove his horses the other way. Jehu and his men took chase. Shoot him also! And they did. Ahaziah drove as far as Megiddo and died there. His officers took him to Jerusalem, where he was buried. Jezebel heard the news. Jehu is in Jezreel. She put on her makeup and her crown. Jezebel saw Jehu enter the gates. She called him. Is it peace, Jehu? Throw her out the window, he shouted. Jezebel fell to the ground and was trampled by horses. Later, Jehu ordered that Jezebel be buried, but her body was gone, eaten by dogs. As Elijah said, Elijah had also said that Ahab's family will be completely destroyed. Jehu did this, killing Ahab's 70 sons. He destroyed Baal's priests in their own temple. Baal was never worshipped again in Israel. God was pleased with Jehu's work. Your sons will rule Israel, he said. Your great-grandson will sit on the throne. Here's two questions for your children and parents. Why did Jehu kill Ahab's son? And why did Jehu's son become king of Israel? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.